When you marry a citizen, you become in a citizen in a way.
You mean when you married your wife, you automatically became a citizen?
Oh, not. Well, you have to write to put your name on the thing, but you still cease the one to own it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, what I meant is that you're a citizen now.
Now, yeah.
Now, did you have to...
I have to naturalize.
Oh, I see. You still had to go through naturalization.
Yeah.
And you had to take a test and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Let me pause it. And you said your mother, Mr. Lee, didn't, you know, ever come over to America. Your father just went back and forth. Now, what was the reason, do you know, why she didn't want to come here?
One thing is she don't like trouble.
Uh-huh.
Another thing is that she get all the friends over there and, you know, over there you have a lot of people to serve you and everything. And whatever you want, you get it.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't have to come over and work like it's so hard. People tell you come over, you have to work hard, you have to do everything yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have a servant serve you and everything. So she said, in that case, I'm going to stay home.
Well, by that time, let's see, the Japanese, you know, were having a war with China.
Mm-hmm.
So by the 1938 and 1940s, where did your mother go?
Oh, my mother, very fortunate. We know the war is coming.
Uh-huh.
So we just tell her, get away from the war zone, go to Macau.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Macau wasn't touched by the Japanese?
No, Macau wasn't touched by Japanese at all. And they're free over there.
Uh-huh.
And so my mother lived over there then.
How about your brothers then?
They all go down to Macau.
All their families?
All go down there and stay until the war finished.
And then?
Then my mother still stay over there. Okay. Then my brother go back down to Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have business over there.
Uh-huh.
And then the communists come.
Uh-huh. Then what happened after that?
Then he had to clean up, clean him up. And he had to give up the business and everything.
So these are just one brother or your two brothers?
No, the two brothers.
Two brothers, were they in business together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how did the communists, government affect them?
Well,
besides, taking their business?
Well, until you get nothing, and then you have to tell you don't have anything, you have to give up your store, you give up everything. And then he applied to go back down to Macau to meet my mother.
Did they allow them?
They allowed them, yeah. After that, they don't have anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Because both your brothers then?
Yeah.
How about their children?
At that time they're not married yet. They marry. Yeah. Go back down to Macau before they married.
Oh, I see. So when they were in Guangzhouxi, neither brothers were married.
They're not married yet.
Now, was this the jewelry store that your father had, started in Guangzhouxi?
Yeah.
So that they had to give it all.
They had to give up to the government to control the whole thing. You get nothing left.
Did your brothers ever apply to come to America?
Oh, he come off on vacation only. His children come over from school, but they have business over there, they don't want to come over.
These are your two brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. And then how about your any other relatives who were here?
Oh, we have some cousins and a niece, nephew come over from school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not any other relatives?
Some of them not close enough. They're far over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, have you gone back to China to visit at all since?
I just go to the farce. I go to Hong Kong. I didn't go in China.
Uh-huh. Have you ever thought of going back?
I plan to.
You do plan to go?
Yeah, I do visit.
Uh-huh. How about when you were younger, when you first came to America? Had you ever thought of going back to China then?
Oh, they were always thinking to go back there, but then during the war, you just forget about the thing.
Your father also?
Yeah, he don't go there after the you know, during the war and after the war.
He didn't, why did he decide not to go back?
Because over there, the conditions are very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's no use to go there.
So he just decided to stay here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in business in Los Angeles for quite a long time now. What changes have you seen, and are they for the better or for worse?
Well, it's had much better. Buildings, more and more Chinese come over, more and more business, and the buildings much better. The health, education, and people know more now.
Mm-hmm.
And before, they don't have so many Chinese. Now, so many of them.
Most of them are from where, do you think? Most of the Chinese who have come here?
Well, before they come from Canton, now come all. Now they're all over northern Chinese. Now, especially lately, those in Vietnam, Lafayette, and all those.
And there are more stores owned
more.
By all of these different Chinese.
Much more now.
Now, can you all talk to one another?
Oh, yeah, they always want
English.
To find out. Well, either Chinese or English, you know, they always want to find out how you're doing,
uh-huh.
how you handle business, and all those.
Mm-hmm.
The newcomer,
uh-huh.
they don't know much. They want the advice and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, does the Chinese Chamber of Commerce give courses or give advice on business?
I don't
business?
Think they do. Chinese Chamber of Commerce don't do anything of those things.
Uh-huh. They don't give any courses for
I don't think
business
so.
Or anything
I
like
don't
that?
Think so. Not at all.
No. Now, when Chinatown, you know, was most of the Chinese merchants here, when it first, you know, began, New Chinatown at least.
Mm-hmm.
Was almost everybody from the same area?
Mostly from Canton.
From certain parts?
Or maybe some different village then. Or Canton, China, in one province, it gets so many
right.
villages.
Well, about the 1940s, when most of the businessmen, were they mostly Sayap, Samyap?
Oh, some of them are all mixed. Samyap, Sayap, they all had.
Uh-huh. And then how about now? What is the proportion of businessmen?
Well, the more it's the yet this time, yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now it's so many different people come in.
Now, do the newcomers belong to the Chinese Chamber of Commerce
some,
too?
Some belong, some doesn't belong to it. Yeah.
Do they own, do they have their own organizations or are they too small?
They might have, you know, there's sometimes a meeting, they have to. Maybe they have their own group,
mm-hmm.
and they probably have it.
And do you think Chinatown is going to, how do you think the Chinatown area is going to be like, say, in 10 to 20 years from now?
Oh, it's going to be much, much more Chinese than maybe. Harder to get place now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Chinatown is almost no more place. All built up.
Is there any land around here that's owned, you know, say, by corporations from Hong Kong or from outside?
Plenty of them, yeah. Because Hong Kong get a lot of throwing money around, see,
mm-hmm.
and then they come over here by property, try to build up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rich people, they over to sell their land, they come over here.
So the Chinatown area is changing a little
much,
bit because of that?
Yeah, much. The living strength is changing a lot too.
Uh-huh.
Everything's higher, the buildings and everything is higher. And people more and more modern.
More modern?
Yeah.
You mean the buildings are?
Buildings, the people is not, you know, not like it before over time.
Uh-huh.
They change a lot. The education is much better than before.
Uh-huh. See, how about in your Lei Ga Gong Zuo, has the composition of the people changed too, or it remains mostly an old-timer organization?
Well, they have a lot of new younger ones going there now. Yeah, they're young and old, the family, the Gong Zuo, you know, all kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Young and old.
Do the newcomers, you know, join, you know, the...
They adopt the new idea more, some are joining. It's up to you, join
right. Well, I was wondering whether or not, you know, say there are so many newcomers now, whether or not they still, you know, whether or not they would join the family
That's
association.
That's up after you, they don't care if you join in or you don't join in. But you join in, you have a you benefit, that's all.
Mm-hmm. So have you noticed many of the newcomers joining the
Lai
Gan Gong Zhao?
Yeah, a lot of it, Yeah.
And then how about their education level?
The education, they all have, pre-education, the government support. The Gong Zhao doesn't do anything.
Well, the newcomers, do they join your organization? They're mostly educated?
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of them. Some are good education, some don't.
Uh-huh.
Very hard to say.
How about the Chinese who are born here, the American born? Do you have a lot of members in your Lai Gan Gong Zhao who are American born?
Not too many.
They're mostly people who
yeah,
are.
Yeah, only few the father, mother may bring them up there. Then
uh-huh.
They used to go there. If they don't used to go there, they don't go there.
I see. So that how about your own children? Are they members of Lai Gan Gong Zhao?
No, they're members, but they don't go up there only for maybe for Thanksgiving. There are certain occasions they just can't go up. They go up, otherwise they get nothing to do with it.
You have Thanksgiving dinner at Lai Gan Gong Zhao, annual Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, every year they have that.
Oh, what do you have?
Turkey and
really?
Party and eat all you want.
Is it like potluck? Everybody bring a dish?
No.
Or do you have a catered?
No, they have they go forget money. You don't have to. You don't have to bring anything at all.
I see. So the Gong Zhao, does somebody cook the turkey there or something like that?
Oh, they go sometimes. They cook it. Sometimes they buy it and order from the restaurant.
Oh.
Some people own the restaurant. They leave them. They donate a lot.
I see. That really works very well then. Right. Just a minute. Let me take you back here. Let me take you back to you. You were younger. Let me just ask you about, taking you back to your youth again.
Mm-hmm.
When you were, when you first came here, you were 17, you're at the age, where most young people were dating or something like that. Did you ever date during those years when you first came to the United States?
No. I just go to school. The main thing what we worry is about, we cannot speak very well, if the people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And we just daytime go to school, nighttime go to school, learn something first.
Well, did you have, any contact with the young people, at the church or anything?
Oh, the
they
church
have a lot
people,
of
yeah, they have the church meeting. Yeah, we do have, but we don't say anything.
Uh-huh. What did you do at the what kind of church activities did you take part in? Did they take you out or things like that?
Mostly in the church, we don't go out so much. And maybe go to YMCA once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we just study.
Uh-huh.
And next thing, they go back to store help of my father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you didn't have much of a chance to
not much
play?
Time.
Or
not much time, yeah.
And how did you meet your wife then?
Oh, then after that, then it's been a few years afterwards.
Uh-huh.
It's different, yeah. Then the beginning of the understand a little better,
uh-huh.
Learn how to speak a little much better.
Uh-huh.
Then we have friends and
uh-huh.
from church,
uh-huh.
and meet together,
uh-huh.
and then invite the party, and then at least then how we met.
Oh, you met through a friend.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Then when you're then
did they have a house party? Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you dated your wife.
Then once a while, maybe a week, and then we talk over. Sometimes I don't understand my lesson. She helped me out.
What was she doing at that time?
Huh?
What was your wife doing?
She was teaching.
Was she going to school at that time?
She's going to school and she's also teaching.
Oh.
Teaching in school or something.
What school did your wife go to?
I think she helped in the university over there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a certain class. They're helping here.
Did your wife graduate from the university at Berkeley?
Berkeley, yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Berkeley. Yeah. Now, I imagine at that time you were going out, did your parents ever think about, you know, well, maybe you might go out with, say, Caucasian girls or other, you know, maybe non-Chinese girls or something? Did your father ever
tell you anything? We always go back to our own group. They always just want to marry back your own race. They are just what they always like.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, Caucasians, they cannot intermarriage. Mm-hmm. That time when we come over.
Was there a law then?
Uh-huh. They don't allow Chinese marriage into the others.
Oh.
Yeah. So that time the law, I don't think until 1938 before they changed or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That time no Chinese, they do not support marriage. You cannot even marry in California anyway.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go out of other state, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So we never think of it anyway. Not like nowadays, people go with anybody.
Yeah.
That time we can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but did your father ever say anything to you or anything like that?
The father, the first thing is that you learn your education, you learn how to speak. How to start do some business first. make your business, then mm-hmm. you develop. You don't have to worry about your marriage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's a marriage sooner or later. You marry something, somebody nice can help you.
Uh-huh.
The end of this tape.